I'm lost, you know. I'm in a lost period. After finishing that painting, I haven't been able to do anything art-wise. But to try to answer that question, I would say I believe in the seeking process, that an artist is always trying to seek something they don't understand. That's the research aspect of it. So when you get the glimmer of an idea, then you want to try to bring it to some kind of clarification. And right now, the work it has been stimulated by these images from outer space. I have a sense that an idea is trying to come out, and it won't let me just go to work yet. It's like there's an ex to me, there's an expansion and contraction to the process of being an artist, at least from my perspective, wherein you're in space. You know, the objects are all over the place. They're distant from each other. There's no definition of anything. But slowly but surely, one object gets attracted to another one, and another to another, and little clusters start to develop. And so the gravity increases. So the configuration of what is out there, what is developing, is getting clearer. And so in that phase, right in there, you have what you need to go, because that area of having a mystery almost, that you understand it almost, brings you to it. But in the process of doing this and making the artwork that brings it, this idea, to fruition, you've created certain laws that have become rigid. You know, like, to make this, I had to do this, this, and this, and this. Boom, right? And so you get, in a sense, traumatized or, stuck in your own rigidity of thought that you invented in order to solve this issue, that you just blow out again, right? You blow up, and then everything is distributed out in the universe again, right? And that's the cycle. Yeah, I've said this before, that I think for artists, art making is their answer to the question of mortality. You know, like, mortality is the one thing, your awareness of, you know, you're going to die. When you know that, the next question is, what's the point, right?